apparently something's come up for the last, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4 or maybe even 8 weeks in a row, and he hasn't been here. But he swears, he promises he'll be here next week. So, Siren, thanks for calling. And you big fans of Siren must be jumping up and down, because he's going to be back next week with Rochester's most, what does he call it, extravagant rock and roll bonanza, I forget. But it's going to be good. He plays some good rock stuff. And I'll be back Wednesdays 2 to 6. Honest. Promise. No fooling. And what else can I say? Oh, Crap from the Past is going to be so good this week. It's so good. How good is it? It's going to be great. I got some great stuff planned. Coming up at 6:05 at the top of the hour is AP Network News. It's going to be great. Well, not the news. I don't know how the news is going to be. But the show's going to be great. Anything I can do for you? 275-9787. At this point, I'm killing time till the news starts.
AP Network News, I'm Adrienne Mattil. House Speaker Newt Gingrich is issuing a blunt call to his fellow Republicans, get off the abortion plank.
My advice to all of our many Republican friends on every side of every issue is, get it out of your system, enjoy it. It's wonderful to live in a free country. This is why we defeated the Nazis. This is why we defeated communism. We believe in the right of free speech. And then let's get on with it, and let's win the general election.
Gingrich spoke to the GOP Platform Committee in San Diego. It's been bickering over abortion language in the platform, the latest compromise proposal to try to head off a floor fight, an appendix in which abortion rights Republicans could state their views. The president, meanwhile, says it was a different story in his party.
Some of our pro-life members asked for a conscience clause in the Democratic platform. And I thought it was a good idea. I recommended it. The platform committee unanimously embraced it, and the Democratic Party was proud to do it.
Abortion among teenagers is down. A study by the Alan Guttmacher Institute says 21.5% of abortions are done on teens, down from 25.5% in 1987. The chance of finding more bodies at the TWA crash site is slim, says the NTSB's official on the scene.
Increasingly unlikely, yeah. Obviously, it's still our first priority, but quite frankly, there just are not the kinds of pieces of wreckage out there anymore where we can expect to find bodies.
Robert Francis also told reporters that a large section of the Boeing 747's right wing has been found. A U-2 spy plane has crashed into a parking lot in Oroville, California, north of Sacramento. The pilot apparently died. There's no word on injuries. The buzz about that meteorite from Mars reverberates all the way to the White House. President Clinton says he wants to call a meeting this year on the future of the space program after NASA scientists say they found clues of life. This is AP Network News. The 24-year-old suspect in the July 3rd fire at an Ohio fireworks store has been indicted.
An indictment has been returned against Mr. Hall. It's a 13-count indictment charging Mr. Hall with 9 counts of involuntary manslaughter. The rest of the counts are charging him with aggravated arson in connection with the tragedy at Scottsdale.
Lawrence County Prosecutor Jim Collier in Ironton, Ohio. Attorneys for Todd Hall say he is not fit to stand trial because of a lobotomy he had after a 1987 skateboard accident. 9 people died in the fire. They're still not finished searching the home of Richard Jewell, the security guard who's being investigated in connection with the Olympics bombing. A man carrying a small bag entered Jewell's apartment today. He stayed about an hour. Jewell wasn't seen. He was initially called a hero for finding the bomb and helping evacuate visitors to Centennial Olympic Park, but the security guard later became a suspect in the bombing. The positive streak continues on Wall Street. Doug Whiteman has word on all today's trading action.
The Dow Industrials bounced out of negative territory late in the day to finish higher for the 6th time in 7 sessions. And this time the blue chips climbed above the 5,700 mark, where they haven't closed since early July. The Dow rose 22 points to 5,718, within 60 points of the average's all-time high. Technology stocks helped the market turn higher today, with Micron Technology, the big board volume leader. Those shares jumped 3.75 to 26 after Merrill Lynch upgraded its rating of the stock. The NASDAQ Composite, where many high-tech stocks reside, gained 12 points to 1,141, and the S&P 500 rose nearly 2. Stocks advanced despite a challenge from rising interest rates on the bond market following a disappointing Treasury auction of new 10-year notes. The yield on the Treasury's main 30-year bond went up to 6.77% from 6.75% late Tuesday. I'm Doug Whiteman.
Where is that money you put into your 401k retirement plan actually go? A new rule will ensure it is being invested within 15 days after the end of the month. Labor Secretary Robert Reich says it means more money for employees.
This rule means $75 million a year in the pockets of American workers, because American workers are collecting the interest payments that otherwise would go into the pockets of others.
The rule takes effect in 6 months. Companies now have 90 days to invest the money, and Reich says some take advantage of that to use 401k money as a kind of interest-free loan. Some of Atlanta's homeless are dining on leftovers. Leftover lobster, leftover salmon, leftover beef tenderloin. The gourmet fare was from a big corporate party at the Olympics. The Atlanta Community Food Bank says it's collected enough for 258,000 meals from Olympic venues, hotels, and sponsors' pavilions. And there's more on the way from the Olympic Village. Adrienne Mattil, AP Network News.